We are continuing our look back at 2020 and ahead to 2021 for some of the UK's and indeed the world's largest sight loss charities. Now, today it's the turn of John Rafferty, who is the chief exec of the CNIB.
The snow is beginning to gently fall, which means that it's time for our year-end wrap-up.
So 2020 then, let's look back first of all at maybe a couple of highlights that have stood out for you this year.
Well, obviously it's 2020, so it was a very, very different year. I think that we have become a lot closer to the community we serve over the last 9 months, most specifically. You know, the fact that we picked up the phone and phoned more than 15,000 individuals with sight loss and talked to them about how they were doing and what they needed and what they wanted. The ability for us to take a quite bricks and mortar driven program delivery organization and into a virtual program and advocacy organization. You know, I think have been, you know, a testament to the importance of what we do, a testament to, you know, the amazing skills and ambitions of the teams of people that work for us. You know, we didn't wish it upon ourselves, obviously. It would have been great if the world didn't have to go through what it's gone through, but we as an organization have put our hand up and said we're here for this, and we took it on head on. I'm very pleased.
I suppose highlights and challenges really are mixed together then this year, because you had, we all had the COVID pandemic challenge. For many charities, they were kind of thrown in at the deep end very, very quickly and having to change and adapt to almost an ever-changing situation as well.
That's part of kind of the amazing thing that's part of the DNA of humans around the world, you know, and it kind of comes from our fight or flight instincts. And COVID came to us, and the tribe of Canadians called CNIB said, okay, we're going to take this head on. And I think it was a real rallying call of need, and necessity is the mother of all invention, not to give you too many cliches in one little segment, but it's true. I mean, it's cliche for a reason, and that is that we needed to do things. We needed to reinvent how we did it, and the team stepped up and did that full on.
Would you say perhaps a highlight then is, as part of that adaption, you know, technology coming into play for CNIB and for your customers as well? Because a lot of people were suddenly reliant on that, especially those who are perhaps feeling more isolated than normal.
More than 2 years ago, we launched our strategic plan, and the second pillar in the plan was unleash the power of technology. We had launched a program before the pandemic called Phone It Forward to get smart devices in the hands of every Canadian. We fortunately, we're already on that journey. And did the journey change because of the pandemic? What we needed to do didn't change. How quickly we needed to do it, for how many people, that changed overnight. And the positive of that was that the barriers, the issues of resistance to technology that existed in the community were gone. It was no longer I'll get to it when I feel like it. It was, I need it now. But that came with its own set of challenges. So yes, we accelerated our reinvention of an organization into technology, but it was a journey we were already on, which is part of why we probably were able to adapt so quickly.
You also have a guide dog school there, which is pretty young. Was that able to continue?
So we have continued, and we'll be placing the number of dogs we plan to place this year. So no impact there. But we went into the guide dog arena 4 years ago because there was a supply chain issue in the dependency that Canadians have on US schools. We didn't do it thinking that there would ever be a situation like this, and it has been a perfect storm. You know, in the past 3 years, we've been getting 30, 40 and slightly growing number of inquiries per year for people wanting a guide dog. And we were a new school and growing very rapidly, but growing at the rate of 10 dogs a year. In the last 3 months, we've had over 200 applicants. You know, that's 5 years worth of applicants in the last 2 months, because for the last 9 months, no one's been able to go to America to get a guide dog. We have a perfect storm, which means that we need to reach out to dog schools around the world for dogs of various ages that we can insert into our program to close that gap. It is an issue which has reached us full on in 2020. It's got to be solved in 2021. We're up to our neck in it at the moment in a positive way. It's going to be a huge challenge. Thank goodness we entered the market 4 years ago. I don't know what Canadians who are guide dog users would have done if we hadn't already gone into the market. Again, fortuitous that we had, as was the ambition around technology. It wasn't a crystal ball. It was something we were trying to satisfy as a long-term need.
If you were to pick a highlight that stood out for you over the year, what would you say that would be?
It's how the team rallied, how the team supported the community we serve and how they supported each other. You know, we've all had, myself included, days and sometimes weeks where this thing's got us a bit down. You know, we need each other to pick each other up. Having a focus and a purpose on what we're trying to achieve has been helpful, but that doesn't take away from the challenges we've all faced in our own way because of the world around us and what it's meant to us and our families. So, but really, I'd say the highlight has to be the resilience of who we serve and our teams that have stepped up over the last year.
Looking ahead then to 2021, you obviously mentioned the work that's going to have to pick up or adapt for the Guide Dog School. What other things do you have on the horizon for next year?
So Guide Dog is going to be a huge component for next year. The other, which we have a task force working on, is our relationship with physical properties. We know that a lot of the virtual work we do is going to outlive the pandemic, but we also know that there is something missing currently in the tactile in-person relationship we have with the community in some of our programs. And we're looking at reinventing a mobile property strategy that can serve even more communities than we'd served with permanent bricks and mortar in the past. And I think there's some really exciting things coming down the line that are all part of this need to reinvent who we are and how we work.
A busy year ahead then. John, we talk with you every month and it's always great to hear about the new developments going on in Canada, and we intend to do the same next year as we head into 2021. But for the moment, always here at the radio station and RNIB, we'd like to wish everyone at CNIB a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'd like to make sure that I offer everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. All of your listening audience, wherever they happen to be in the world, stay safe, be healthy, and let's be optimistic as we go into 2021.